Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk a little about everything. We got some fishing we're going to speak to. We got bird hunts coming up that we wanted to talk about. And of course, you know, it may be hot right now, but right around the corner, it's almost time for those elk and deer hunts. We're going to talk about those as well. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So let's dig right in and talk about the fact that, you know, everybody knows that there's not a lot of water out there. And so you guys have done something, well, the state did something, and it covers kind of the community ponds here in our area, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Just because the water in our community ponds is getting low and also warm, we've decided to increase the limit on our trout harvest. So typically it's 2 trout per day per person. Now it's been increased to 4 trout per day per person.
And we were talking about, before we came in here, you guys kind of foresaw, so to speak, what was going to happen. And so this year you're thinking that in our area here, we may not see the drastic, like, unlimited amounts and things like that that they're having in other reservoirs in the state, and that's all due to your guys' planning.
Yeah, that's correct. Here in the southeastern part of Utah, we're generally drier than some of the other parts of the state, so our biologists are pretty proactive at taking into consideration the climate, the heat, and they don't stock as many fish as some of the other regions do, just because we're always on the verge of a drought out here.
And we do live in a desert. I know it's hard for some people to believe that, but we live in the desert. So you guys have been very proactive about that. So we shouldn't see any of those limits or anything like that on the major reservoirs and stuff change.
Yeah, that's correct. So this increase in harvest of trout is only applicable to our community ponds. That's Gelati, Knight Ideal, and Carbon County.
Okay, so we've got that, and what are you hearing about fishing in the area?
Well, people are catching a lot of fish, and you and I were just kind of joking that it's because the water levels are quite a bit lower, so all the fish are congregated, but people are catching fish out there.
And you actually had a report from one area from a gentleman that came into you this morning, so we can talk about that as well.
Yeah, folks have been out on Cleveland. It's pretty popular right now. But again, there seems to be a lot of activity. Folks have also been up on the Energy Loop. Electric Lake is really low. In fact, almost all of our bodies of water are so low that you have to launch at your own risk or only launch with manual powered boats, canoes, kayaks, etc.
Okay, so that's enough about fishing. Everybody knows where the water situation is and what's going on with it. We're getting up to the point where we're going to have some bird hunts, and you said the licensing and everything kind of opened up for those this morning, right?
Yeah, for some of our upland game species, you can apply at our website, wildlife.utah.gov, if you're interested in hunting sage grouse, sharp-tailed grouse, swans, or sandhill cranes. You can get online and apply for those hunts, and they'll be later in this fall.
And what is the cost for that? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's just a small game license, or it's a combination license, so you're looking at anywhere from $30 to $40. You also, depending on the species you're planning on going to hunt, you might need a special permit for sandhill cranes, etc.
Okay, so, and all that information is right there when you're buying those licenses.
That's correct, and that'll be open until July 21st.
Okay, and then another one that comes, and it opens on the 13th. Well, as we said, it doesn't seem like it right now, but we are heading into the fall months where we're going to start talking elk and deer hunts. And you said that the Any Bull Elk Hunt is the certificates for it are coming up as well.
That's correct. That'll be on the 13th of July, starting at 8 o'clock a.m. And those are kind of a first come, first serve until they're all gone. So get online again at wildlife.utah.gov, and you can apply for Any Bull tags and permits there.
All right, and when at this time of year, is in the months and everything, when does the general bull elk or the general elk and the general deer start this year?
It depends on which weapon you're going to be using, but we're looking at September and then, of course, through October and the 1st of November.
All right. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it, keeping everybody up to date on what's going on in our bodies of water and with our bird and our elk hunts and things like that. So if you get anything else you need to come in, just let us know, all right?
Thanks very much.
Once again, that's Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.